Country Bob FM.
It is the Bob Almanac here today on Total Country Bob FM. Terry, are you ready to go?
Kind of.
Okay. You're always ready, aren't you? Just like with the quiz,
you're
ready.
Yes, I'm all ready. I figured it out.
You said you weren't ready, but just for comedy's sake, you said that you weren't ready.
Actually, I wasn't, but now I am.
Oh, really? Oh, yes. Okay. All right. Yes. Well, you are more ready than people are that say they're ready.
Thank you. Neil says
he's ready all the time.
And he's not.
And it's obviously no. So there's okay. that. But again, we work through it, and that's one of the things that we specialize in here on the Bob Morning Show.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm going with it.
There's a guy on texting in. He's giving me a lesson on octane and ethanol and everything. And I was texting him back, and I ran out of time about the unleaded 88 and the whole thing with the higher octane.
Oh.
And ethanol, and it takes more energy, or you get less energy with a burn. And I know all that science, sir. I was very good at science. I'm just telling you the results that I get on my truck, on my dashboard readout, and when I actually do the math, where I actually compute how many gallons I've used and then use a calculator to figure it out, I get better gas mileage with the unleaded 88. And I know that goes against science. Maybe it's just my truck. I just don't know. I'm just going by my results. I don't know if anybody else has had those kind of results, but it's always at least 1 mile per gallon better. But I do know that when I run regular gas, regular unleaded, compared to the 88, I can tell a little difference in acceleration on my truck. So there's that. So thank you. Thank you for the exchange back and forth. We really do appreciate it. It is Almanac time. Today is Tuesday, December 19th, 353rd day of the year, 1843. Charles Dickens, his A Christmas Carol, was published in England for the first time. They sold 6,000 copies.
Wow.
I've never read the book. I've just waited for the movie and the shows. And
I think we read it in school.
And I think yesterday we just had, it was the anniversary of the release in 1984 of the one featuring George C. Scott. Boy, is he good in that.
Yeah.
And then we were wondering, when was the Albert Finney one released? And somebody texted in 1970.
Oh, okay.
But don't forget about Mr. Magoo, either.
Be gone! Be gone, you miserable little beggars, before I give you something to sing about.
Mr. Magoo is Scrooge.
Wow.
Don't forget about that. And, of course, that means it's Jim Backus.
Yeah, what a great voice.
Thurston Howell III as Scrooge. And that goes back, I think that's got to be Mr. Magoo was, what, 70s? 60s?
It had to be.
So, but 1843 is when we got the original book, Christmas Carol. 1917. It's kind of like TV theme time here. So I guess we can use the old TV theme time thing.
TV theme time.
This is the NHL on ESPN theme, and the NHL made its debut as the National Hockey League this date.
Really?
The original members of the league were the Toronto Arenas, the Ottawa Senators, the first incarnation of the Ottawa Senators, the Quebec Bulldogs, the Montreal Canadiens, or Canadians if you wish, and the Montreal Wanderers.
And what year was that?
1917.
1917.
So the Canadians are the only team with the name that is still alive today. The original six didn't come into fruition for another couple, three decades or so. Back into the 1940s. What was that, 45 when they established, I think, the original six of the NHL. How about this date, Terry, in 1918?
The strange. The bizarre. The unexpected. These are the kinds of subjects a man named Robert L. Ripley challenged us to
believe it or not.
There is Robert Ripley right there. He began his Believe It or Not column in the New York Globe. And without that, we wouldn't have kept, what's his name?
Jack Palance.
Jack Palance. Wouldn't have kept him employed for all those years.
What a dramatic you know, opening, and then you have believe it or not.
Yes.
You know, it's like it's kind of anticlimactic, isn't it?
Well,
like,
I think in later editions of the show, it was just Jack Palance saying believe it. Or not, because he was a whole lot more suspenseful with it.
They got rid of the
than Robert Ripley, but they had to honor Ripley, for it. Ripley's Believe It or Not.
What a great concept he had, huh?
Oh, it's very
nice. Kind of fun.
It's almost like the rest of the story.
Yeah.
1955.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes.
Carl Perkins recorded this at Sun Records at Memphis, the Memphis Recording Service Studio, Sun Records there. When I lived in Memphis, I went and visited Sun Records.
Cool.
It is a very small building. It is tiny. You're surprised at how tiny it is. It looks bigger in the movies and the shows and the things about Elvis and Johnny Cash and Walk the Line and all those things. It just seems bigger. But
and then Elvis took that song to...
Well, actually, Carl Perkins had a bigger hit with it.
He did?
Elvis recorded it. It only went top 20, I believe.
You're kidding.
Carl Perkins, number one country, number two Billboard.
Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah, and Carl Perkins was the one who wrote it.
Yep.
And he's part of the Million Dollar Quartet. And that was recorded on this date. They consider it maybe the first rockabilly song, if not the first, one of the first.
Hmm.
Implementing all those different elements. How about 1971?
Why don't you play something Christmassy, Jason?
It's not Christmas yet.
Well, it's Christmas Eve.
When will it really be Christmas, John Boy?
Tonight at midnight when Grandpa rings the church bell.
Grandpa says at midnight on Christmas Eve, cows get down on their knees and pray.
You believe that, John Boy?
We never saw our cows pray.
No.
They were praying for us to come and clean out their pen. That's
or
what
milk
they were
them.
Praying. Get to work, kid. But we were introduced to the Waltons on this date in 71, a made-for-TV movie that then they turned into the television show, the series.
Oh, really? I didn't know
yes,
that.
Yes, it was called Homecoming, A Christmas Story. It was on Walton's Mountain. Most of the cast, as far as Grandma and the kids, were all the same as the show, but they recast Michael Learned, Ralph Waite, and then the guy who played Grandpa. They were not the actors that were in the series were not in this movie.
Oh, really?
So yes. So they recast a lot of the
adults.
That
was Will Greer, wasn't that?
Yes,
Grandpa?
Yes, Will Greer. You got it.
Yeah.
Is it Greer or Gear?
Gear.
Yes, he was good.
Yeah, he was really good.
What was his
good.
Real
Grandma
name of the show?
Kinda...
Epsilon. Wasn't his first name Epsilon? Wasn't he Epsilon?
I don't know. I always thought the show was a little odd. I mean, I liked
it was Depression
the,
era.
I liked the theme.
Right.
And it's a good show, but...
It's not Little House on the Prairie good.
No,
it's just not at that level.
It was just a little different.
They were missing a Mr. Edwards type.
Yes.
And they probably had a chance to hire Victor French, and they missed out on it.
What an actor he was.
Oh, he's great.
He could play a good guy, a bad... Well, he,
it didn't matter.
I guess at a point in his career, he said he didn't want to play bad guys anymore.
No.
Yeah.
No. Well, old Dan Tucker's fine old man.
Yep.
I mean, who doesn't know the words to that, right?
Yep.
72.
Welcome aboard. Walter, on that shot, you can see the 21-degree angle of dangle we have on the command module. That's so the toe goes into the water first to help cushion the shock. It doesn't hit flat.
Well, very good, Leo.
We're getting a splashdown.
No, I didn't know you had a dangle angle.
Terry, what do you think of the angle of the dangle?
I have no comment.
It's very important when it comes to splashdown of Apollo 17 on this date.
Get rid of those shivets and stay stable one.
Yeah, splashdown in the ocean this day in the Pacific, Apollo 17. It was the last of our manned lunar landings.
Wow.
The sixth and final. We keep talking about going back there with a manned mission.
Why don't we?
I don't know. It's up to Elon Musk or Bezos or whoever's in charge of space now.
Because they just don't need to?
Right.
Been there, done that?
NASA's been reduced to a gift shop. That's all they do now.
I mean, you don't hear much about them.
No,
I don't know. Aren't they? I have a quick joke. If an athlete gets athlete's foot, what does an astronaut get?
We don't allow jokes during the almanac. That's my job. No,
mistletoe.
Mistletoe. That was good.
Sorry.
That is good. Thank you. That breaks up the monotony of the almanac just a little bit. 1980 in movie theaters.
20th Century Fox presents a tribute to anyone who has ever been overworked, underpaid and pushed to the edge by an ungrateful boss.
9 to 5 opened on this day in theaters around the country. Dolly Parton, Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, and don't forget about Dabney Coleman.
Because if they're not
as the boss,
they know they'll get the sack. But before they begin, the
so
day
9 to 5, and it was a pretty good soundtrack,
yeah.
And a big, big number one hit.
Boy, that just propelled Dolly even more, didn't
yes.
it?
No yeah. doubt. She was still, even in the 70s, even though she had some hits that crossed over to pop, she was still kind of seen as, you know, just country.
Yep.
But once she started into Hollywood and things, she became a megastar, wouldn't
yeah.
you say?
Yep.
She still
really
going
is.
Strong today. 1985.
Yep. Goodbye! Goodbye!
ABC Sports said
goodbye
to Howard Cosell.
Oh, this
is. Used to call him the mouth. He said something on Monday Night Football that was deemed disparaging, and it was. I don't think he meant anything bad by it, but they had to say goodbye to Howard Cosell. I'll spare you again to another Howard Cosell goodbye. That was back in 1985, 89.
The president has directed United States forces to execute at 1 o'clock a.m. this morning pre-planned missions in Panama to protect American lives. Restore the democratic process, preserve the integrity of the Panama Canal treaties, and apprehend Manuel Noriega.
Yeah, we invaded Panama this day. We were going after old Pineapple Face.
Hmm.
And Manuel Noriega, we overthrew I think we helped to overthrow the regime. Plus, we have all kinds of interests in Panama, the Panama Canal. And I could have played an excerpt from President George W. Bush, but how often do we get to hear from Marlon Fitzwater?
And you know who who he sounds like?
Who?
Bob Newhart. At first, I thought it was a Bob Newhart.
You know, he kind of looks like Bob Newhart, too.
Does he really?
Very similar hairline.
Oh, really?
Exactly. And I think his first job turned out to be a dream. He woke up in bed with Suzanne Pleshette.
Yeah.
Same thing.
And she had a lower voice than he did.
Yeah, exactly. Let's move on to birthdays now here today. Birthdays.
Oh, birthdays.
Darkness is descending and the joys of the night are many. We'll experience them all together, my children. But first, we have to unleash Les Nessman on you about a minute or so. To help you get ready for that, here's a musical poetry of Brother Kenny Loggins.
There have been times in my life.
So, the musical poetry of Kenny Loggins.
I really like Kenny Loggins.
What do you think of Venus Flytrap?
Yeah. That
Tim
show,
Reed.
Another, you know, legendary show.
So when during Venus Flytrap show at night, and Les Nessman comes in to read the news, does he also have to read the news by candlelight?
I think so.
That might explain a lot of his gaffes. You know, low light and everything, reading the news stories.
Yep.
So Tim Reed, Venus Flytrap, 79.
Mr. Bojangles, won't you dance?
On the mandolin here for the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band is John McEwen.
I love this band so much. And this song.
He's great at the banjo. In fact, he's the one who taught Steve Martin how to play the banjo.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
that. Yeah, he went to high school with Steve Martin, or at least knew him in high school. You know, Jeff Hanna and Jimmy Fadden did most of the lead singing for Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, but they wouldn't have been the same without the mandolin and the strings and the banjo and the fiddle.
Oh, it was just so
and
good.
All that. He learned the banjo, or he didn't learn, but he was inspired by the Dillards.
Oh, sure.
Which was the group that on Andy Griffith as the Darlings.
Yes, the Darlings.
With, Denver Pyle, who I believe had no musical talent other than the moonshine jug.
Which he was pretty good on.
He was very good at, yes. That does take some talent.
He perfected it.
Yeah. By the way, John McEwen is 78 today. 76 for Janie Fricke.
Probably my favorite country music title.
This song.
It ain't easy being easy. No.
And it's got to be the truth. So,
does.
Happy birthday, Janie Fricke, one of ours, NBA Hall of Famer.
Hospital?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about your foot.
Nah, that's fine. Ice it down for about a half hour after the game. Feels great.
Whoa, wait a second. Whose x-ray is this then, huh? Is that not yours?
I don't know. Let me take a look at it. It says adult male gorilla.
That's not me.
Could be Lambeer, huh?
He was so good on his cameos on Cheers. He was such a good sport.
Wasn't that fun?
And he was on several. We're talking Kevin McHale, the Hibbing native, coached the Timberwolves,
yep.
Played for the Gophers, and what a career for Kevin. What was his nickname? Was it the Ostrich?
No.
Not the Ostrich. Long arm.
I can't remember.
I can't remember what it is either. Somebody will text it in. Something with a long wingspan.
You know who
the
came?
Osprey. No, I...
No.
The
I can't
Condor.
Remember.
No?
No.
Anyway, happy birthday to Kevin McHale. He is 66 today.
You know who came out?
What? What's that?
Jim Peterson came out to the orchard last fall.
Oh, Jim Pete.
Posed yeah. next to our werewolf.
Very nice.
Yes,
was
I
he taller
that was,
than the werewolf?
What a good guy.
Yeah, he is.
He was taller than the werewolf, but he crouched down like the
yes.
werewolf. So.
All right, let's go to the Brady house.
Favorite vase.
She always says, don't play ball in the house.
Bobby Brady, he was always the voice of reason. He really was.
You remember when that was on a loop? She always said, don't play
yes,
ball.
Yes.
Like he was dreaming it.
Exactly. Don't break mom's favorite vase. And they did glue it, but they were missing some pieces, or they used some very shoddy glue, and it sprung a leak. More than one. Mike Lookinland.
Yep.
Bobby Brady is 63.
Wow.
Here today. She was a welder by day, dancer by night, Jennifer Beals.
She's a maniac.
She's a maniac, maniac on the floor.
And who needs a collar in your sweatshirt?
She's
right? Sweatshirts. Collars on sweatshirts were overrated. She brought that. That became a huge fashion thing.
That was kind of when the high socks and the Velcro tennis shoes were in. Remember
exactly.
that?
Exactly.
Don't yeah. push it, Elliot.
I'm not coming out there until your eyes are closed.
Okay, they're closed. I'm just gonna kill you.
Okay, swear it one more time. I have absolute...
You have absolute power! Yes!
And he's about to see E.T. He was the older brother in E.T. Elliot's older brother, Michael, played by Robert McNaughton, who is 57 today. E.T., it still lives to this day.
E.T.
Really does.
Yep.
Also, kind of a side deep cut here.
Bueller?
He's sick. My best friend's sister's boyfriend's brother's girlfriend heard from this guy who knows this kid is going with the girl who saw Ferris pass out at 31 Flavors last night. I guess it's pretty serious.
Thank you, Simone.
No problem whatsoever.
She's a perfect Simone. Too. That's actress Christy Swanson, who had the lowdown on what was going on with Ferris Bueller. She's 54. Alyssa Milano. From Who's the Boss? Samantha. She's a little bit of a wacko, but...
So cute.
As Samantha, she was cute. Alyssa Milano, 51. And Jake Gyllenhaal, the actor. Donnie Darko. And he was also in Neil's favorite movie, Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, yes,
I think he has a full review of that one on his blog. 43 for Jake Gyllenhaal.
He laughed, he cried.
And yep. Here's Terry.
Well, these people would have celebrated a birthday on this date. Former Soviet leader Leonid Brezhnev, born in 1906, he ruled the former Soviet Union from 64 to 1982.
His eyebrows... were bigger than
yes.
some of the Soviet states.
He would have been in today because eyebrows are
yes.
all the rage. Academy Award-winning composer Robert B. Sherman, born in
1925.
He wrote that song, didn't he?
And Dick Van Dyke is still alive.
Yeah, it was just his 99th birthday?
Something
or was it
100 like
or something? We just had him on.
Somewhere along
we just
there.
Had him on.
Along with his brother, he won an Oscar for the song Chim Chim Cheree that you just heard there from the film Mary Poppins. They wrote songs for numerous other Disney films. Musician Maurice White, born in 1941.
Based on your reaction, you're a big fan of Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yes.
You belong, hearts of fire, we
they could go funky, but then they could go light, too, and soft. And
after the love is gone.
Yes.
Yes. You can weep. He co-founded the group Earth, Wind, and Fire. That was Maurice, born in 1941. Actor Robert Urich, born in 1946.
He was for hire. He had high rates, though, as I recall.
He starred on several...
TV theme time.
It's as if he's here. He starred on several television shows, including Vegas and Spencer for Hire. Former football star Reggie White.
Reggie! Did you eat your chunky soup?
How did you get down here? Ma!
Did you eat your chunky soup?
Yeah, Ma. Chunky beef with crunchy vegetables. With more beef than any other soup. Lean beef, potatoes, vegetables. Chunky always hits the spot.
He would eat his chunky soup and then he would decapitate quarterbacks. With his hump move. He had the hump move.
Oh, so such a cute commercial.
Legendary.
Born in 1961, Reggie White. What did he die from, Neil?
His real mom. He called me Neil again. That's two. Oh. One, I allow. Two is when we call in the authorities.
What did he die from,
I can't remember.
Jim?
It was, I don't know. It was a heart ailment or something. It was kind of a surprise. I don't think he had anything that... was lingering long term, and then he passed from it. I think it was kind of a surprise.
Yeah. A really cute commercial with his mom. Sweet.
Yeah, she was dressed up as a cheerleader. Now they're all gone.
But not forgotten.
But not forgotten.
Except for Jim's name.
Well, we got a couple here that Neil's staff forgot.
Oh.
My pappy used to tend my hide out behind the barn.
Because your Gone But Not Forgotten's are provided to you by Neil's staff. They still work, even though he's not
when he
here.
Took his strap to me and turned me down.
And they've actually said that I treat them better.
He sure did hurt my dignity.
I just saw one walk by. Blisters on their fingers.
Yeah, that's right. Blisters on nothing. So little Jimmy Dickens' estate, 1920. Stalwart, a fixture at the... Grand Ole Opry. Mm-hmm. And we just had Nudie Cohn, who made the nudie suits last week. Little Jimmy Dickens, when you talk about nudie suits, you got to talk about Little Jimmy Dickens. You know, when Nudie made his suits for Little Jimmy Dickens, he could get two of the suits out of the same suit fabric amount that he used for Marty Robbins.
Oh,
so
wow.
When he made a suit for Marty Robbins, he could get two suits out of the same amount of fabric because he was... Little Jimmy Dickens. And then 1942.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm absolutely appalled at what happened here. I cannot believe it. One of the most disgusting events I've ever seen in my entire life. Wally Carbo, I really don't know if we can recapture the bedlam and pandemonium that has taken place here. Wally Carbo.
Pandemonium is running wild at the American Wrestling Association All-Star Wrestling taping. Mean Gene Okerlund. Passed away in 2019, born this date, 1942. For me, still the best of all time.
Yep.
When it came to his interviewing and his promos. Mean Gene. Now they're all
gone.
But not forgotten. All right. Bobathon, no repeat workday. You're still on the clock here for us, and we appreciate that, certainly. Would you like to start out with Glenn Campbell, Rhinestone Cowboy? George Strait, Fool-Hearted Memory, or Clint Black, Put Yourself in My Shoes?
I would go with A.
Glenn Campbell? Glenn. Okay.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Albany, KDBG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault.